You are listening to the Vital MX Post Race Podcasts, presented by Decal Works.
Aaron Plessinger, St. Louis. Yeah. I feel like today was another step forward in your return to your form from earlier in the year. Honestly, you could have won that first main. Mm-hmm. The speed was you at your best. Savasa, positive, right?
Yeah, for sure. Speed was there, and then bike setup wasn't really there. So I was kind of getting beat up towards the end of it, and then I started making lots of mistakes. And we came back, we made some changes, and then in the last two mains were, like, the bike was really, really good. It just happened that I got bad starts. So, overall, it was all right. I rode really good, happy with riding, but, just wrong place, wrong time, and in the second two. In the first one, it was pretty good, but in the second two, it was just, just working my way up. And in 12 minutes, you can't really work anywhere. So, yeah.
Can you tell us anything about the bike changes that you made after the first one?
I'm honestly not sure what they did. Like, oh. I just came in and said I was getting, tossed around a lot. And they tweaked it up. Did some clickers or whatever, and I went out and it was actually really good. So whatever they did worked, and I don't know the details of what they did. They didn't tell me.
Is this why you're such an easy rider to keep happy? You just kind of accept what they think is a good idea, and you're like, sweet, this is good.
Yeah, pretty much. And like, they trust me, I trust them. I don't question their stuff, and whatever they do is they think is the best. So, if it works, it works, and if it don't, it don't. They're giving it as much effort as I am. So I appreciate everything they do.
Last one, because a line is forming for you. In that first main, you were the fastest guy. You were running down Tomac. Is that position comfortable for you now? Like, moving up on one of the all-time greats that quickly? Are you like, yeah, this is where I belong? I know I've got this.
Yeah, for sure. Especially beginning of the year, and we battled, and it got normal for me. It was just like another race, and I got pumped when I started catching him, and then I made a really big mistake, and then Jet caught me, and then I started falling apart. After he caught me. So,
but was that because the bike setup was going on?
Yeah, it was just like I was riding really hard, and then the track was super rough. It was gnarly. It was the roughest that I've seen St. Louis, I think, ever. It was just rough. I was slowing down, and then the bike was working worse, because when you ride, I mean, when the suspension's this stiff and you don't ride it to its full potential, it kicks you around a lot. So, it was just mistakes caused me to go slower, caused the bike to work worse. And then, it was just kind of a snowball effect.
Kate Clayson, St. Louis, not to, repeat the Indianapolis interview.
It had no, this isn't anywhere near as bad as Indy. I felt bad in Indy. I don't feel bad today.
So, second main event. Was it second one?
Yeah.
You and Coop, I actually didn't see what happened, but he was not best pleased with you afterwards. So what went down?
I don't care. His attitude can shove it. I'm battling for 15th with Chiz again, and Chiz passes me, Eli passes me. I'm still duking it out. We get the white flag, and Justin Hill is like on me, and we've been duking it out for like three laps, and I'm like, finally have a good main going. I think I'm in, I was in 15th still, because I ended up 16th, but we're getting blue flags, like, heavy, and I look back, and there's just a stack of dudes behind us. I mean, like, six guys. So I'm, like, riding the bales for four sections on the last lap, trying to let all these guys by, and Jay Hill's just jumping like this across the track, holding everybody up, and passes me, and then, he screwed, like, dude, it was a whole thing. I don't even remember getting in Coop's way at all.
No, I didn't see it, so I was confused when
this was
going down.
He comes off the track screaming at me, and I'm like, I don't even feel bad today. I didn't get in your way. Like, I should just ghost ride my bike into you. Like, And then he has the audacity to go, "You're battling with Hill, dude. Who cares?" And, like, I literally, I can't stand it. Like,
you gave as good as you got, it sounds like.
I rode the bales for four sections. Like, I let as many dudes by. I let a guy buy for a position to let all these guys by. Like, I don't know what he wants from me. Like, I don't give a shit about his opinion.
Okay, I feel like this is therapy, but
yeah,
this is what I'm worried about with you, though. Because before this incident, I think your head was on a swivel. You were very aware of the blue flags. Maybe too aware. I feel like Indy is haunting you.
That's my problem, is like I'm getting yelled at by the team and people around me that, like, dude, you gotta like not get out of the way so much. Like, that's where you're losing time. And I'm trying my absolute best. The race two tonight was sick. Like, I wasn't in the way. Like, I was battling with guys through traffic. But, like, it's like, and I chirped Hill before the third main. I'm like, dude, like, you can't do that. Like, you can't, like, and, like, I get it. There's no rule about it. But, like, he literally held up five people to pass me for 15th.
What did he say?
He's like, well, there's no rule about it. I don't really care. And I'm like, all right, like, I'll do what I can do, I guess. And so, yeah, other than that, though, thanks, Lewis, my first main was trash. And my second main, I started, like, 13th again, like, the first main or the second main. And I hit Jet's bike while he was down and crashed. So I went all the way to the back. And I'm pretty sure everybody that I beat was like a lap down behind me. So I could have pulled off and been just fine. But my LCQ was sick. I rode really good in that. I rode really good in the second main. So we're just going to keep digging and see what we can do.
Yeah, I was going to say that. LCQ ride was the best you've ridden all year, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I definitely, like, had a really good flow going. And honestly, like, I think that's why my first race was so bad, was I went out there and tried to hammer, like, the same way. And I just was, like, casing stuff and making mistakes. And then I pumped up, and then it was like, here comes the anchor. Just dropped out, you know, drug the ground all the way around the track. So, yeah, I mean, whatever. Take what I can get. I think if I don't crash in the last race, then I end up, like, 16th or 17th overall, but hitting Jet's bike, and I got beat by guys that I had to beat, so that sucks, but it is what it is.
RJ Hampshire, St. Louis, first of all, I feel like you got kind of screwed. 4-4-2 for fourth is a tough break, but those starts just screwed you at the start.
Levi crushed all three starts. My first two were terrible. Last one was a bit better. Even made a push because I knew I had to get Levi for a shot at the podium. Caught up to him, and then lappers went, dude, I almost ended my night off that triple. Pretty frustrating night because I feel like my riding was really well. It's really hard to pass. And yeah, those first two, like, dude, I was trying everything to get around those guys, and I couldn't. A bit frustrating. Like, I have to win out now. Like, it's, you know, it just comes down to a couple weeks off, and yeah, Nashville, like, need to turn something around here.
Do you know exactly what went wrong with your starts in the first two mains? Like, is there something you can pinpoint?
In the first main, my start wasn't terrible. I just kind of got cut off. Second one, I kind of got off balance and wobbled a bit, and that one was awful. It was more Levi. Like, dude, he's on point with his start. Like, dude, we're 5 feet out of the gate, and he's already coming over. Like, it's that bad. I don't know. Got to stop it somehow.
Heading into the third main and knowing how good Levi's starts were, does that play on your mind? Like, you're sat behind the gate going, okay, I'm pretty sure he's going to get a great start, so I need to be on my game.
Yeah, I mean, I went inside on the last one just hoping that I could maybe cut him off or you know, run it in hot in the first turn. But like I said, he was already so far ahead of me going out the start straight. I had nothing I could do. I like made do with it, but definitely starts have to be better.
You said you need to win out, but we have got two showdowns, so they should be an opportunity to get back some points.
Yeah, definitely. And now I don't want mud, but maybe we need some mud in Nashville. Change this up a bit, because yeah, last two rounds got my ass kicked. So it sucks too, because the night I actually had speed and felt good, and it does not show at all. Last weekend I didn't have the speed he had. This week I felt like I did, and seen it pulled off.
Yeah, you just leaving this two-race swing a little confused, maybe? Because it sounds like you've got the pieces of the puzzle, but for whatever reason, it just didn't connect.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, to be honest with you. Like, a lot of question marks. Like, my starts, that's literally what tonight was, my starts. I feel like if I started in front of them, I could have won. I started with them, I matched them, made a push for the lead. It was tough to pass tonight, and starts to not help at all.
Yeah, Garrett Marchbanks, St. Louis, kind of a similar story to every other week. Great riding. If you'd had better starts, the result would have been even better.
Yeah, I mean, the last two were better. We've made slow little steps in the right direction the last two. We started start outside, kind of took the advice of Phil and Justin Brayton. First one, I kind of bit myself in the butt starting inside. Seeing a lot of the factory guys started middle and out. I thought maybe I'd sneak my way in there and just got pinched off way too quick. So really I made it difficult for myself in the first moto. Moto 2 was a little better. How the track was tonight was just pretty high speed in certain sections, pretty one-lined. It was kind of like everyone's doing the same rhythm. So once you kind of got in a groove, everyone was just kind of choo-choo training around the whole track. So it was pretty hard to make passes. But, like you said, I mean, speed's there. We just got to keep working on starts a little bit, and we'll just come swinging out in these last couple rounds, and hopefully we improve the starts.
With the way that the track was, were you leaving turn one and thinking to yourself, I'm screwed, rather than like, okay, let's get to work? Like, did you already know it was going to be tough?
Moto 1, I kind of like said that a little bit, but Moto 2 and 3, no, I just kind of followed. I knew Phil was doing really well, and I started right next to Phil on these last two mains and was like, you know, maybe if I don't get the jump, find Phil and get right behind him, because he always finds the holes really well, and I just need to learn to do that better. And sure enough, I just got right behind Phil. We found the openings. We got right into the top seven there, top eight, and made some work pretty quick on the first four laps. And, I just slowly picked some guys off then there. And, main three was good. I mean, I had the speed. Slowly it was creeping up on Jordan and Joe, but we just didn't have enough time.
We've talked about how good this year has been for you a lot, but is this what you expected? Like, are you above your own expectations?
No, I don't know, really. I obviously want to win mains. I want to be a consistent podium guy. But to do that with how stacked the field is in the West, you got to be in the top five and start. And especially how tonight was, with how the track was, you have to start. You have to start in the top five, because those guys get away so quick in the first three laps. And if you're not there, it's real hard. You got to be a lot faster than everyone. So, I feel like the only chance I really had was main three, but those guys got away too quick.
Phil talked about some changes you made for the starts this week.
Yeah.
Are there more changes that you can make and are going to make?
No, I think we're going to stick with this. This has been the best starting setup I've had in a long time, or probably ever. I just got to keep doing it over and over again. This week I only had one day of the ride and really test due to rain conditions. So we literally just got starts in and nothing on the track. So I didn't even know how the bike was going to handle whoops or rhythms. So I was kind of learning the bike all day in practice, and by the time main two came around, I was like, okay, I really know what the bike's doing, and I'm pretty comfortable on it.
Phil Nicoletti, St. Louis. This was a big improvement over last week, and honestly, that's all that matters, because if this week went as bad as last week, then
You wouldn't see me in Nashville, I can fucking assure you of that. But it was better. Obviously, the first main wasn't good. We had an issue. Somehow my radiator hose popped off, but I think it happened because me and RJ kind of tangled. He didn't leave me a whole lot of room, and I think maybe that popped it off somehow. And then, my bike started seizing up. Like, it seized off the triple face, and I didn't know it was smoking at the time, but I guess it just blew off. Seized off the triple face, and I'm like, the fuck, did I drag my rear brake? And I looked down, and I'm like, oh, God. So I got it back. The boys did an awesome job, because between main one and two, there's only a 30-minute break. They put a new engine in, because I don't like riding spare bikes. Like, I like being able to ride the bike all day. And then we went 9-8, so got arm pump in the second one and rode a little bit better in the third one, so it was okay.
How hard was it to, like, reset before the second main?
Yeah, it was hard, because I'm, like, 20th gate pick, you know what I mean? Like, so I'm all the way on the outside, and then I hustled around the first corner, came out around 5th, and kind of got passed by a couple good guys and ended up 9th. So Juju got me on the last lap. It should have been an 8-8 for main 2 and 3, but little prick got me. So it is what it is, but it's hard to come out after you miss most of main. You didn't see the track develop, so it's harder.
You must have had questions about the bike as well, not from a team standpoint, but, like, to have such freak luck in the first one, I would be riding around going, is that going to happen again?
Yeah, it was just weird. I mean, the RJ thing is probably the only thing that I could pinpoint on how the radiator hose actually popped off, you know, because if it was left loose all day, it would have came off earlier in the day, you know. So it's just a weird deal. But to regroup and end up coming going 9-8, the little pricks nowadays are fast. They just kind of eat me up, and I just don't have the speed. The first couple laps are good, but I can't maintain that. So starts are on point. I just need to pull my head out of my ass and find a little more speed.
How was this week? Did you carry that anger from Seattle into the week?
I actually ended up getting the flu Monday, Tuesday, so I didn't ride it all this week.
Maybe for the best.
Maybe for the best. And my first day I rode was yesterday in press day, and even then I was like, fuck, track was super gnarly on press, and I'm like, I should have just skipped Friday press too and just waited till Saturday. So overall, it was okay. Obviously, qualifying was never good. I was 16th in qualifying and then somehow go 9-8 in the races. So, typical Phil.
Last one. Garrett's starts aren't great. Yours are much better.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been working with the team to, like, find a middle ground where you can both prosper out of the gate?
I think we need to. Well, the starts aren't my problem. I always come around the first corner good. He and I started next to each other that last main, and he held second too long. I got second gear about 5 feet before him, and as soon as I did, I said, see you later, mate, you know? But there's some things, like, you got to be able to execute on your own as a rider, you know? I mean, you can't have mommy and daddy there holding your hand the whole time. So he did do some stuff this week. He went to my ratio clutch lever, went to my clutch spring. So he did change some stuff to try and go toward my way, try and get a little softer feel. But at the same time, you still have to be able to get your shift points and everything. Like, there's a lot of science that still goes into getting good starts. So I just wish I was a little more farther inside, because I think I would have been even maybe P2 instead of like P4 or 5. So it is what it is.
Hey, Julien Beaumont, St. Louis. I feel like tonight was another step forward for you. Some good starts. First main event, you ran up front for a while. So there's definitely some building blocks here that you can take moving forward.
Yeah, for sure. Big building blocks tonight. Obviously, never riding on dirt like this, staying in California all season. So it was a learning experience to ride a track like that. It was very sticky, and it took me a little bit to adapt to it. And I was very bad at qualifying today. I mean, I don't even know what I was doing. It was bad. So just reset after the qualifying and came out ready to go for the night show.
I think maybe the most exciting part of your night was the battle to the death with Mumford in the second main event. Talk me through that.
Yeah. He's gave me a little bit of love at the last couple of rounds. So I when I got behind him, I thought I'd repay the favor a little bit. But I talked to him after. We're cool. It was fun.
Is that a bit of an adjustment with, like, moving to the pros? When people give you a bit of love, you're like, no, fuck this. Like, I'm going to give it back.
Yeah, I think for sure. I mean, I'm a rookie, so I got to earn their respect.
Yeah.
I think, obviously, they come in to try and rough the rookies up. When I seen the opportunity, I was like, yeah, I gotta give it back a little bit, earn their respect, and show them I'm here to play.
What do you need to work on moving forward? Have you got, like, a plan of necessary steps to make improvements?
Yeah, for sure. I think I need to work on adapting to lines earlier. In that main event, I seen people doing different lines, and I waited till the end to change to them. I need to work on right when I see if I see a line that's better. I need to change immediately, change that next lap right away, and get into that line, because I lost a lot of time taking some lines that I shouldn't have taken. So a big thing is adapting and seeing where everyone else is going and making sure I make the right decision on my line choice. But other than that, I feel like we definitely make some big steps today.
Is that just a mental thing? Like, you get so locked into what you're doing that you're almost too nervous to try something else?
Yeah, for sure. I think coming in, especially with a track like this, so rutted, so rough, you get so comfortable in one line, you're almost a little bit afraid to change. And if it goes the wrong way, obviously you never know. So I think that's something I've had to learn to adapt to, adapting to the lines and making sure I make the decision earlier than what I was doing tonight.
Hunter Yoda, St. Louis. I feel like today was solid. You're still limping. You banged yourself up last week, so I'm guessing considering that, this is good enough?
No. No. Good enough would be like a top 10 or a top 8, but I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. Just like I told Anton, I sucked all day, man. Like, I honestly think if you would have put Ray Charles on my bike, like, he would have been able to compete with me. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it was because I took a week off and, you know, the rust grew on me or what happened. But, yeah, I was slow in practice. I was slow in the race. I didn't have much to give. And somehow I'm back top 10 in points. So that's the only positive I could take away from today. And besides that, I'm throwing the rest in the trash. And I'm going to go back to South of the Border and put my head down because that's really all I can do right now. I'm not even, you know, I'll throw it all out there. I came back to the rig and I was like, what am I doing? Like, it was one of those ones where, like, you come back and the tears are coming out. Just because, like, it honestly is embarrassing. To say the least.
So. Where's your health at then? Because you limped over here like a wounded soldier. So I just figured that was holding you back.
It's not. It's not holding me back as much as I would, you know, like to say, but, you know, I obviously hurt my knee last week, and then today I had a crash and took the bars right to the thigh, and that was rough. So it was just a little tip over, but just the way I landed on the bars, you know, I must have got the clutch lever or something. So, yeah, both on the same leg too, so can't really catch a break, but yeah, it's not anything to write home about today. Be just ready to go back and work my ass off.
Last one then, what have you got to do to get better or to get back to your best level?
I think, you know, the top 10s were flowing there for a little bit, felt like the man, felt like, you know, I could keep moving forward, and instead of taking the steps to, you know, get better, I think I kind of slacked off a little bit, and I'm not afraid to say that, you know, I maybe just got complacent. So I would say the biggest thing is to limit the distractions when I am training, and train harder. That's really all I can say. I think that's the only answer. So I don't really have much as far as, you know, what exactly will make me better, but just doing more of everything, I think, is the answer.